Hello and welcome to Scream on Ursa Dice. Scream is a horror role-playing system that you can download for free from ursadice.com. As it is the holiday season, we'll be playing a special Christmas Krampus edition of Scream. Fate points are Krampus points, the supernatural stat is replaced by a Spirit of Christmas stat, and the character questions are all holiday related. We had a few microphone issues during the first part of recording, and this is reflected in this episode and a little bit of episode 2, so I'd like to apologise as the audio quality is a little lower than usual. My name is Bear, and as ever, I'm your GM.
Hi, I'm Joel, and I'm playing Josef Grudenberg.
I'm Nathan, and I'm playing Tomasz Vanderpump.
I'm Carl Noble, and I'm playing Hans Übermensch Richten.
Okay, let's play Scream. Episode 1, Chocolate and Basic Maths.
High up in the Rückenberg Mountains sits the sleepy village of Teufelberg. Whispered away above the tall evergreen forests in the valley below, and far enough away from the nearest city that those who live there are aware that to miss the last caravan trail out of the village before the frosts fall is to be stuck there until spring, the town hosts a small but close-knit community of Winterverwandtschaft, or winter families. The town is kept alive by the lumber trade, which draws on the imposing evergreen forest which covers most of the mountain that is not devoured by snow. It is the night of December 23rd, with Christmas just around the corner, and, for children like yourselves, the thought of discovering what has been left to you beneath the tree is almost too much to handle. You know that beneath the fir tree in each of your living rooms is a mound of gifts that await you. Of course, there's also the promise of something left by Divine Axeman. If you've been good, Divine Axeman will bring you a whole host of extra gifts. An impossibility of wrapping paper and bows that will fill your hearts full with desire. If you're bad, however... Well, let's not think about that. Each of you has been trying oh so hard throughout the year, and you're sure that nothing went wrong. Hans. I know you didn't want to be first, but I'm calling on you. This is how you set
do
the tone.
You be?
Yeah.
There it is.
I did it. Fuck it.
Yeah, you've broken the seal. You've ripped it off like a harsh band-aid, and we're there.
Like, I'm really sorry. Like, I couldn't think of a better accent to do.
What? For a German kid? In
yeah.
German?
Yeah.
I think you've gone well.
It'd be better if I could speak more German. Because maybe I could have done this whole thing actually in German. That would have been fantastic.
That would have been... If we'd all learned
difficult.
German.
Oh, man, we should have all
okay,
learned
let's
I know
all
ju-
go back in time.
Okay.
No, learn German.
We can come back as 7-year-old.
We're going to stop the podcast. We're going to go and learn German.
So, we'll catch you next year on Scream, Christmas Krampus Edition.
The magic of editing.
Oh... Hans.
Yeah?
You are sat in your parents' house.
That is good.
It's the autumn. And you are sat in the kitchen alone. You are aware that in the cupboard, just on top of the on the sideboards, is a hearty supply of chocolate. Which your mother told you not to go for. She went out to run some errands,
yeah.
And you have been left in the kitchen alone. What are you doing?
How high up is this cupboard?
Compared to you,
it's average.
I would say it's probably twice your height up.
Is there a bench underneath?
There is a... Your mother is incredibly small. And she has got a little sort of double step affair, which she uses to get onto... sort of sit up on the sides and do a lot of the cooking. And she's left that out.
I'm going to drag it over.
Okay.
I'm going to step up onto it.
You can. You do.
I'm going to open the cupboard.
You can.
What's in there?
It is... The glitter of Swiss gold. Chocolate. Wrapped. Perfect. It is there. Shimmering in the gloom of the cupboard. It glints and catches your eye.
What time's my mind you home?
as far as you're concerned, an infinity.
Never!
Oh, God.
You're a child. Time is frankly irrelevant in most...
She might never come back. I could starve to death.
Exactly.
Oh, is it in bars or balls?
It is, it's...
It's like bullying.
As far as you're concerned, it's bars. Yeah.
I'm just going to say, Cal's... Hans's mother is incredibly irresponsible.
Yeah.
Like, this is bad parenting. Don't leave a 6-year-old at home alone.
Let's not get into parenting tactics. We're stealing chocolate.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That's a good one. What year is it? I don't know.
You're a 6-year-old.
I am 6. You're probably right. I don't know. I'm just wondering how
precious
chocolate actually is. Is
to you.
I knew that. Well, looking at the foreign price index.
I've gone down.
I'm stealing that chocolate.
I've gone down the newspaper.
I'm investing that good chocolate.
So, considering the amount in the cupboard,
yeah,
it's probably not like post-war rationing.
Okay. I'm going to peel back part of some of the gold wrapping around one of the bars.
Okay. You reveal a rich cream chocolatey scent and vision that fills your childlike senses.
I'm schnaffling it.
Okay. I would like you and
I'm schnaffling it. Down.
I'm gonna get you to make me
not
a
the whole bar, but just the end of it.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you to make me a character roll.
Yep.
Which is to see whether or not you can resist snaffling the whole bar.
One.
No. That's a critical fail.
Yeah, fucking damn straight. That fucking
special rules.
That fucking
you. You don't. Do not chew.
In fact, full seagull.
In fact, you absolutely envelop this bar.
And, like a starfish.
And before, you know it,
sea urchin,
you are midway through the second.
Oh god.
And before you know it, after that, you are onto the third.
What's around?
Around?
Rappers.
Yeah. What, no. What's around me?
So you're in a kitchen. It's a nice little sort of wood panel kitchen. All the houses in the little village are actually sort of little two stories, sort of two up, two down. Yeah. You're in a very neat, well-made little kitchen. There's a couple of sockets around for electricity with the microwave plugged into one, the toaster's plugged into it.
Yeah.
There's a chopping board, one of those things which has sort of knives stuck in it, but it's got this special bit over the top which you can't get into because it's got a lock on it.
Because, you know, sensible parents.
Yeah, exactly. They might leave the thing to let you get onto the side. They're not going to let you get the knives.
No,
yeah.
Reasonable.
All the drawers are actually weirdly still baby-proofed.
Right. The log pile out back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to investigate the log pile out back because I know there's a log pile.
Yeah.
Because
you do know there's a log pile, yeah.
I'm going to investigate the log pile out back, and I'm going to find things that look fairly similar shape to the chocolate bars and fucking rewrap them.
Okay. I'd like you to run outside, and I'd like you to make me a reactions roll. No, actually, firstly, I'd like you to make me an aptitude roll. Cal is rolling with his hand.
30.
30?
Okay,
so that's a fail.
God, it's a fail.
Yeah,
shit.
So you're going to make me a reactions roll with disadvantage.
Oh, shit, I should have written something in there, shouldn't I?
Yeah, it's a 5.
And that is now up by 5, so 31.
It was aptitude. So
50.
Which your aptitude was down to 45.
Ooh. What then?
So that's a fail, you had 5. You don't matter. So now your reactions roll to search for some logs which look like chocolate, or at least have the shape of thin bars of chocolate, so splinters of wood specifically, is at disadvantage.
Okay.
So that means roll twice and choose the lowest one. That's, yeah, lowest one.
34.
Okay. And again. Because you're not rolling twice at the moment, you're rolling each dice once.
71.
71. Okay, cool. So that's a fail on your. No, it's a pass on both, because you're 26. Mm. Brilliant. So Yeah, you dig around and you find. It takes you a little while. You find some suitable thing. And we'll use that reactions roll to actually use your dexterity as well, your manual dexterity, to run back inside and package, as far as you're concerned, convincingly.
I'm six. Fucking
the chomps are good shit.
Yeah. I'd like you to take a Krampus point for me. That's disgusting.
I love how ridiculous this is.
If this is being filmed,
and I don't think we should ever let on what's happening.
Dumash.
Hello!
It's canon.
It's still good.
You are in school. Die Schule. And the teacher has asked you. It's a very small school, the one in the town. It's basically one. You know those sort of temporary buildings you get? It's like those low, long huts. You're like
buildings. Demountable.
Yeah, it's very much like demountable sort of structure. And the amount of kids in Teufelberg throughout the year very much fluctuates. It's still not a huge community. And at its peak, there's only about sort of 12 kids in the school in Teufelberg. And this is the middle of, well, it's around sort of just before Easter time. You've been tasked with taking a special message to the head of the police.
What?
For a school report. The police station in Teufelberg is not really a police station. It is a small wooden shack, kind of like a ranger's hut. And when they say a police presence, there's essentially one person who is more like a community warden.
Is he
stationed
also the
there.
Postman?
Yes, he is now. who is stationed there and basically acts as sort of like the community. They're the person who has access to a radio, to radio down.
Yeah.
They're put, like,
to get the real police.
Yeah, exactly. It's that sort of thing of like, yeah. And as the most trustworthy boy in the class.
Yep, that's. That's me!
All fancy pants here.
You have been trusted with taking a note.
To
the police.
Police shack.
Yeah.
For a school report.
Police
shack. So it's basically it's the teacher inviting the policeman to come over. As an adult, you would assume that it's probably been a prearranged
am
thing.
Am I bringing?
Like a romantic
I was gonna say, am I bringing like the equivalent of a booty call text message from the teacher to the policeman?
So here's the question: do you look at the note?
Not immediately.
In front of the teacher.
What's this?
You dirty bitch.
But. As soon as I am outside of the classroom, but not the side with the windows, like the other side, then I presumably spend the next 20 minutes trying to decipher these hieroglyphics that I am starting to be able to understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
see, spot, run.
I'd like you to make me a character roll to see how quickly you manage to decipher. No, actually, we'll do an aptitude roll.
Okay, yeah.
Because
I'm seeing if I can learn to read.
Yeah, you're not very good at reading.
Fuck, I did this.
All right. 54,
so
that is stonking.
Brilliant. Okay, and so because you passed, you can now roll a straight roll for your character roll.
Awesome. So, yeah. That is...
Ouch.
13?
Is
no, it's really...
Okay, add 5.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
It takes you a while. You stood out in the snow. you're starting to get a bit cold.
Oh.
It's around Easter, but it's still snowy and cold. You're up a mountain. And you eventually eke out from this short note the beginning phrase, which you've seen written on a badge before, which is hair bubble chop. A couple of words which you don't recognise. One which has that curly snake letter, which begins frog.
Yeah.
And then turns into sort of like a horseshoe, and then another horseshoe but in a different direction. And then, I don't know, it's like a sort of like, you haven't seen this one before. No, it's like three sticks, and they're all just like jammed together in different angles. That
God.
Makes no sense to you. you see the word bunny? Recognize that one?
Yeah.
And then you see that horseshoe one, but you recognize this now as being part of a word which you've seen on packaging quite a lot, which is chocolate.
Okay.
And
that's good.
Those are the words you make out. The rest is just like, it's
tough. In which case, I feel that there is definitely some form of good, solid conspiracy here going on here to get chocolate from the policeman to my teacher.
Yeah. That's Miss Wunderbund.
Frau Wunderbund.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go and do some reconnaissance of the police shack to see if I can spy some of that good
whatever that
chocolate
is. Yeah. Whatever that was. Okay, so you sneak up to the shack, and it's like a sort of, it's that proper log cabin warden's hut, sort of like last vestige on the arse end of nowhere type piece, but it is on it. It's I think it's worse than Fargo. At least Fargo, they're people's houses. This is very much like a, oh hey ranger nerd, where are you going sort of like Fargo. But it's got the radio in it, and it's got a chair.
Okay.
And a hook to put your coat and hat on. And that sort of vibe.
Cool.
Maybe you know the old Morse machines.
You're really stuck, you can tap down your message to the bottom of the mountain.
Has it got a chocolate fondue pot?
Not at the moment, but who knows what the night will bring.
That's good.
This is Christmas, and all your wishes will probably come true.
It seems to be Easter for me.
At the moment, it's Easter.
It's Easter for me.
Yeah, but this is how good you've been throughout the year.
This is how good I've been.
So yeah, you.
I wasn't good.
So you get to the edge of the wooden shack. It has got it's got two windows on the sides of it. So you've got a door, and then on each, the left and the right hand side are the windows, and then there's no door in the back, so it's just no windows on the back.
Okay. With my diminutive stature, can I see through
the
windows at all?
There's a door by one of the windows. I reckon you'd probably be able to climb on that.
I'm going to stealth up.
Yeah. Maybe your reaction shot will be stealthy. Right.
Sorry, I'm well boss at reactions.
Sure you are, yeah.
Sorry, I'm well boss at reactions. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be off here.
Okay. I went high, and I have not a high register.
Only God can judge you.
What is good is I won't be able to offend any one particular group with my actions.
Yes, just
with
all of them.
Just all of them, all
good
together.
Thing as well, no one listening.
Yeah, that is true. I am very, very successful.
Yeah, you're in the clear.
I'm well in.
How very successful?
Not that successful. Very successful. I'm 59.
Yes. Yeah. As ever, let me know if it's a
100.
If it's a 1 or 100.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. You jump up and you peek in, and you can see inside. Hey, Bubble Chop. He sat there, and he appears to be reading a book. The bastard.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got all those words.
He's just
the infinity of words he's flicking
through. Rubbing them in my face.
Really much, yeah.
Ugh.
Lording it over you.
Ugh. I do not like air bubble chop.
Is this going to be the broken way you speak? The whole of this?
Yep.
English is not his first language.
He's doing very well so far.
That can't be everyone's excuse tonight.
Well, so he is. He's got perfect English.
That's true. Okay.
Nah, my English is good.
It's just not.
Okay.
I'm hoping it'll sell into something more sensible once I've used
sure
it a bit.
It might, yeah.
What's the exercise their muscles?
So he's leaning back on his chair and he's reading. You can see, given your, just a little vantage point, you see on his desk is a little framed picture of Frau Wunderbund.
Oh, Frau Wunderbund.
You hear him muse through the window as he reads his book.
Can I see anything that looks,
chocolatey,
or
there's a bar of chocolate on
the
desk.
Oh,
you know the same things I like.
This is why you're friends.
This is why all six-year-olds are friends.
Exactly.
What's the landscape like around the little hut? Is it all mountainous and woody, or
not immediately around the hut? It doesn't become
even like all the way around all three sides.
There's four sides to that.
It was four sides. I thought it was one of those classic triangle
huts.
It's
a triangle hut. Yeah, it's a
TV.
One side. Everywhere.
Okay.
So this is sort of how the village. Though it is on the. It's actually on the furthest most point of the village, which is towards the road. The road then leads out down the mountainside. It's the bit which gets really cut off during winter because the snow is coming in and it just fucks it. The village itself is surrounded by these evergreen trees. And it's quite a thick, dark forest. It's actually sort of quite imposing. And as a kid, it's very much this sort of dark, deep, dense end of civilization.
Okay.
The rest of the village is behind you, and the nearest building is actually the school.
Cool.
You get the feeling that this whole sort of community is actually quite laissez-faire with the children because it's so isolated here.
Yeah.
But, you know,
the children are used to kind of.
It's either they're told not to wander off into the mountains, and apart from that, that's really the only danger.
Groovy. Yeah. Okay, I am going to knock urgently on the door.
Okay. He drops his. Oh, you don't see. You hear a clatter from inside of what you presume. A book
drop. Oh, disgusting.
And you hear these.
The soft squelch of a book landing on the floor.
The flap of a book landing. The door is opened, and Herr Bobblejob looks at you and goes, "Oh, hello."
Herr Bobblejob! Herr Bobblejob! Frau! Teacher! My teacher! She has collapsed. She needs help.
Wait, Wunderbund?
Wunderbund! Wunderbund! She needs help. She needs you now.
Take me.
I can't go.
Why not?
She told me to give you this and let you run and go get her.
How peculiar. Make me a character roll. To get around your little lies.
Oh, that'd be good. That's... Good. I'm going to use my luck. Can I use my luck?
Yeah, yeah.
Try this again.
Good. Yes, thank you. Luck.
That is... Yeah, good! 33!
Yes! And that's why the luck mechanic exists. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, he looks at you and, it's weird. He starts to... It's almost like he just suddenly sees through you. But not like... to your lies, just as if you weren't there, and he just goes, "Frau Wunderbund!" And he just pushes you aside and sprints.
Cool.
And you see him leg it off.
Sweet.
Anything else you're doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna
gobble monster.
Kind of climb up onto his chocolate. Can I grab it or?
Oh, it's easily reachable.
I'm gonna grab it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it on the floor.
Yeah.
Can I unwrap it a bit? No, I'm just going to leave it wrapped.
Unwrap on the floor.
Leave it wrapped on the floor. And then like just drop my shorts a bit.
Yep. I know what you're doing. I'm
gonna do a big, big fart on it.
Yeah.
One that I've had brewing since I've walked up to the hut. Yeah, gonna fart all on it.
I'm not
just up and down it. Yeah. Up and right all the way.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna turn it over. Yeah. I'm just gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going and then I'm gonna pull my shorts back up.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put it just back.
Yeah.
Just back on the table.
Yeah,
as close as I can to where I left it.
It's there.
So I was not expecting that.
That's
amazing.
Cool. I thought that might happen. And then I'm gonna be just super pleased with myself.
Yeah, you are.
And like
take a luck point.
Oh wow. Sweet.
Okay. Yosef.
Because I'm
tired. Yeah.
Yosef.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's got an identity crisis.
Oh, I just.
I'm sure they're good.
Yosef.
Yeah.
Your sister has gone ice skating. She has taken her skates. She has gone down to the frozen lake. It is a couple of months before Christmas, but the lake is frozen, you know, from pretty much October round to about February. In March, the spring's calm and it does melt off, but. Yeah, so it's like around this sort of time, it freezes over and it's safe to skate on. The last thing she said to you was, "Hey, little nerd, don't get in my room. I'm going skating." And off she
Why went. Won't you take me?
Oh, because you don't have because you don't have big enough feet to fit into the skates. You've only got one.
I have my skates.
Isn't the 6-year-old voice showing an issue with?
No, I'm just going to go on my own. Listen, you won't understand. And
I won't understand! I take my skates! Take me!
And she goes out the door and she shuts it. And you are sat in the house. It is a Saturday morning. And your dad and your mum are both out running errands. Your dad volunteers to assist Herr Bobblechop on the weekends with his post-round.
it's a busy round.
Yes.
And he's got all that reading to do.
And you've got this, I mean, even as a kid, you're starting to piece together that there might not be that much post going round.
There's just a lot of irresponsible parents.
going round.
Yeah. But again, the responsibility is more about...
Sounds like a bed swap sort of situation.
I mean, yeah, responsibility is more about sort of like, you know, you think about the general dangers that exist, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, my parents locked up the knives.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't Cal speaking, this is Hans. That's
yeah.
What,
yeah.
Yeah.
There was a moment when I'd forgotten that scene. I just went, well, that's good, Cal. Were they protecting themselves or you?
I've got a pretty healthy attitude to knives.
Yeah, you have. You've got loads.
It's a healthy amount.
So, yes.
Probably for Heston.
Kitchen knives.
Yeah.
So, Yosef, you are alone in the house.
That bitch, she wouldn't take me. Mum and Dad won't take me. Nobody loves me.
Yeah, nobody loves you.
I'm all alone in this house.
Yeah. In the house is... So your house is... Because your sister lives there, you've got a little bit of a bigger house than Hans has. Because it's just him and his parents. There's upstairs is your bedroom, your sister's bedroom, and your parents' bedroom. Downstairs, you've got the kitchen, the living room, the little sort of extra room, which is sort of like it's used more like a dining room setup, but most of the time it's just where your dad has his occasional poker games. and the rest, and you know, outside of that, it doesn't get used a huge amount. You also got a little cellar.
Nice.
And you're not allowed in the cellar.
Sex dungeon.
Move on.
That's kind of
nice.
You've got to be really careful because this episode is when I just add everything you say into the story.
Obviously, with the
push. Did you add robots in disguise or just the sex dungeon? Because I'm hoping you didn't.
There's only one way to find out.
We have to go into the sex dungeon.
Which would you rather add, robots in disguise or sex dungeons?
Both. I want them to be robots in disguise in the sex dungeon.
And exclusive.
That's cool. That's canon.
Oh, God.
Why does it have to be in my house?
Like a roll.
Okay.
Huh. Nothing to say.
You can think
you?
In your own voice if you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I wasn't really thinking. I was like,
it was obvious.
Normally. Yeah. Every time I open my mouth.
Darp.
Yeah, let's not get into agency here. That's just.
I'll show them to the cellar!
Okay, you're just going straight there. Awesome.
I am sex robots.
So the cellar, the door to the cellar is.
That's where they keep the chocolate! Isn't
it? Where they keep the chocolate. Yeah, you've definitely seen your dad. You definitely know chocolate's not kept in the other floors because you.
I'm a drawer right now.
Yeah.
That's
but
my
you're generally a good kid and you sort of. Were it not for the, I think, for the frustration of your sister not taking you ice skating, you probably would have been happy to, you know, just let chocolate be chocolate. But as it is,
I need something to make me feel better.
You do.
I feel so lonely
and
sad.
And in your 30s, when you look back on this,
look down on this.
This will be the time when you realise that your emotional dependency on food. Damn, here.
One's a chubby boy.
Chubby boy. Yeah. Mommy says I'm healthy.
I have a big bones.
Yeah. I'd like you to make me a character roll, and this is going to be you trying to remember or piece together where you think you've seen your dad put the keys.
Ooh, that was lucky, but yeah, it's a pass.
It's a pass. Did you use your luck point, or was it just lucky?
Just lucky in general.
Pass.
Well, my character is 17, I rolled a 20.
Nice. So yeah, that could have gone real bad.
It could have, yeah.
At the same time, your character's 17.
Yeah,
come
on. Fine. Yeah.
So you think, and you know that your dad generally puts the keys to the cellar in the pocket of his house coat. He doesn't go out in his house coat, because it's a house coat. That's the whole point of a house coat. How many times can I say house coat? Probably one more. House coat. So and you know he hangs his house coat on the hook.
The house coat hook.
I think we went too far.
Weren't too many. Well,
there's some alliteration there, that's too much. House coat hook.
Problem is that the house coat hook is a little higher than you can reach up to properly. You can get almost to the point where you can reach in the pocket, but you can't quite get in.
Okay.
How are you solving this dilemma?
I'm dragging a chair.
Yeah? Get yourself a good chair.
Without
get up on it.
Yep.
You dip your hands in, reach around. There's some kalgummi. That's chewing gum.
Hi.
There's
any marriage mints?
Sure. Six. Yeah.
I'm
individually
definitely
wrapped.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. Individually wrapped moments. There's even a Werther's original.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's unwrapped.
Fucking jackpot!
From
it's
his
been
dad.
Sucked once.
Zero fucks given.
Get that in.
He's number one.
You jammed the Werther's original straight in. Yeah. You're there. Werther's original.
Nobody's taking this off me.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You have Werther's original down. And you grab the keys. They're the final thing you find. And, I mean, I imagine they're probably the first thing you touched, but you just fell around them. You grab the keys and you pull them out. That is the jingle of success in your hands.
Revenge.
Chair. Yeah, revenge and success. Revenge against everyone. Take that, society. Yeah.
It's anarchy here.
Yeah, it is. Are you going to put the chair back or are you leaving it there?
And I kick it over.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Like, whoa! Point.
Ooh!
That God. One grabber's point is going up.
God damn.
Okay.
So yeah. Well, he is, but he's just like, he's just broken at the
so
moment.
So the cellar, the hatch to the cellar is in the kitchen.
Is it like nice and bright in the kitchen or?
Yeah.
Because like now he's starting to feel like as he's getting closer to this thing that's been forbidden for his whole life, he's kind of like real apprehensive all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know whether it's fear or morality or like, because he's a time child. Yeah, so he probably doesn't have too much inner monologue. It's normally like,
yeah,
it's chocolate like... and some basic maths and
that's
a few words.
Chocolate and basic maths is mostly what episode one is going to be called. Okay, so you get to the... It's actually... The kitchen is well lit. The door to the cellar is in the kitchen, but it's actually in a little pantry. It's a little side area.
Okay.
The pantry itself, you can hold the door open and wedge it open, and the light will sort of pour in, be reasonably well lit, but it's not as well lit as the kitchen. But yeah, that's where the padlocked door to the cellar is.
I understand this infinite time thing as a kid.
Yeah.
I know my sister is going to be away essentially until she turns 21. But the parents are the ones I'm worried about for the good ass kicking.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of errands,
mm-hmm.
how many times are they going to see Bubble Chop and the good teacher?
If that's what you want to make of that.
I mean, this just sounds like a gangbang. No. I'm not going to lie.
All I'm saying is...
These 12 families are
high. I imply, you infer.
That's all I'm saying. It's my job as a GM.
They seem to come back sweaty every time.
Yeah, I mean, you reckon...
Even though it's cold out?
Yeah, like, at least
mostly
an hour...
spent?
At least an hour and a half. And it depends on whether there's, you know,
that,
hot chocolate.
That matters not.
They're having hot chocolate in the gilets. You know, who knows?
Yeah. yeah, well, I think, apprehension aside, the thrill is engulfing.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you make me a metal roll?
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What
is that for?
Yeah, I flogged it.
Success?
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, that gut-wrenching sort of, I don't know if I should be doing this, feeling starts to subside with a, imagine what would happen if I did this sort of vibe. And like, you've got the key in your hand and the door is there and the big lock, and you know that just jamming it in and turning it is opening yourself up to a whole fucking world of whatever is beyond. This is the most exploration anyone's ever done. You are Columbus, but without
a boat,
someone else having been there first, except they have. So you're exactly like Columbus. But you're going to claim the credit for it. Just like Columbus.
The lock feels satisfying to open.
Yeah. It's got this like proper clunk to it. It's like, yeah. So that metal roll basically means that your rolls from here on are okay. Or your next one.
Yeah.
Not a full check.
I imagine the cellar door is not easy to open.
No,
dexterity.
This is why you're going to make me an endurance roll.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
But luckily, it's not a disadvantage.
Okay.
And throw it again.
Well, I made it.
Yeah.
You made it?
Yeah.
Nice, great. What'd you get?
60. My endurance is 49.
Excellent. You were playing down your endurance at the start. That's good endurance.
Yeah, but compared to everything else.
Yeah. You lost that dice forever?
No.
That's it.
Oh.
I picked that up at Dragon Meat. So yeah, you unlock the cellar and you lift and it's heavy and you pull it and it's, nothing's ever been so heavy. This is probably the heaviest thing you've ever lifted.
You're that chair was just
you give it a good old you do a little fart. Like,
because you're unashamed, you're a little kid. You're like,
powerful.
Give yourself a little giggle.
Yeah. You're like, and that little, like, moment of, like, that's funny, like, just shoves it out. And you, like, you fling it over and it's like, dump, dump, dump. And it, cut as it's leaning back. It doesn't oh, flop yes. straight over. It's got that sort of, the hinge doesn't allow it to fully fall open. It's on cool. that sort of, scaling sort of angles.
Look at that, and I'm satisfied that I can easily close that boy, and nobody will ever know, mm-hmm. apart from the Weathers Caramel. But I don't think you'll miss a half sucked Weathers. I've nearly finished that.
Half sucked Weathers still... is definitely the sort of thing no one misses. Yeah.
It's the sort of thing I get up in the morning and my wife's put it in the bin, and I'm like, I wasn't finished with that.
This is an insight.
Oh, yeah, it is.
This is your life, Joey. It's a heavy insight.
I genuinely didn't realise that, like, with hard-boiled sweets, taking it out and putting
and
it down
was
an option.
Thing. Like, when you're like, oh, right. no, I've like, got no, to wrap
done,
this
man.
Up,
yeah.
you crunch it down and you're done.
Yeah.
Like, if you haven't got time to suck it off,
but it's just like
you just crunch it down and you're done.
It's just like chewing gum. If you're not done with it, you take it out, you put it behind your ear, you wait till later, you put it back out.
It's got a good little
yeah. So anyway, saucer. The cellar is open in front of you.
Cool. God. What can I see? Can I see down into the cell?
There, and nothing more.
Oh, I think the thrill is still pushing me forward.
Yeah. I think just because you're a kid, that's why the darkness. It's like, whether or not you can make out stuff, it's pitch black. You know what I mean? That sort of like the kid vibe of like.
Yeah, definitely pretty. And like, have I got? Do I know where there's like a torch or?
You've never been there. Oh, in the house.
Yeah, yeah. Like, do I think and go?
I'll tell you what.
I'm not going to be able to see jack shit in there.
Power cuts, I reckon, are occasional up here, rather than frequent, because every house would have its own propane tank and generator.
Yeah, sure.
So the times when power cuts would happen would be probably so occasional that you are unlikely to have seen torching. Because your dad is a postman, volunteer Saturday morning postman,
a good Saturday
who gets
club.
Up early on a Saturday morning to do his volunteer postman round, he has a torch that you've seen him use, but he takes it on his volunteer postman round.
In case he gets
it's long
late
and
night.
Thick and heavy and black. And it goes with him every time he goes out to his volunteer postman round on a Saturday morning with Herr Wobble. Make of this what you will.
Some good enforcer.
Yeah.
Business. Okay. Let's extinguish that lead.
Unfortunately, so.
Actually...
Yeah, you set me up.
I'm digging the narrative. I actually think Yosef is probably too scared to just fumble into the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, like, he sort of stutters. He's, like, looking down. He's looking back. He's looking down. He's looking back. He's, like, sort of thinking how, why, where. Like, he sort of puts his arm in. Can he feel any light switches?
Make me a reactions roll, but only if you want to.
Yeah.
Tell me how far you're digging in.
Yeah. Solid pass. I mean,
cool.
Yeah, to the shoulder. Like, I'm not I'm not confident enough to dip in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're not going to put your head in because that's how the monsters get you. Yeah. And you're flaying around the dark and your hand just catches a piece of string. And you grab onto the piece of string. You give it a yank.
Yeah.
And pff, 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 the light flickers and then and turns on. And you can see.
Yes.
There's some steps which lead down. And they are wooden steps. And they're quite enough.
Oh yeah.
You reckon for you, like you're gonna have
it's
to
a bum slide.
You're bum sliding or climbing backwards.
Yeah.
The safe way. The safest way to climb stairs is backwards.
I mean, I'm bum sliding because the monsters can get you if you can't see them.
It's a steep angle to bum slide. But, you know, you could go for it.
It's just a good bump, right? Like,
shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's steep.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, not insurmountable for a butt sliding boy. And,
you know what you're about.
And the first thing you see is there are boxes on the floor.
Okay.
It's It's a sort of concreted wall. It's not
Dirt
it's
wall.
Breeze blocks and concrete over it. Sort of like
well constructed. The old man didn't skimp.
Yeah. And there's cardboard boxes on the floor which have these sort of indecipherable scrawls on them. Who knows what they mean?
Can I say that good familiar word? Chocolate.
Not any of these. No, not yet.
Okay.
In the middle of the room, there's this chair. It's
been a bit of a slot. It's got a hole in the
seat. Like, it's got this like weird hole in the middle of the seat.
A big, like, big fucking sword.
No, it's just they've got a hole in the middle of the seat, and then these two sort of like little sort of like they look like little. Like they make nice rings, which are on arms of it. Yeah, they're big rings, like bracelets. But they're sat open, like a little flower, yeah, like that. That's just there.
Cool. I don't think I'm gonna touch that.
Nah, I wouldn't. There's some metal shelving, you know, like that proper like Meccano metal style shelving.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's got the like the holes in. You can make it any size you want.
Yeah.
And on that there's a bunch of like tools and various. Sort of indecipherable pieces of mechanical equipment that are so impressive to you.
Cool. Maybe glittery?
I reckon in the light there's a dull glint rather than a glitter.
Sure.
And over in one of the corners is a little fridge.
Yeah, straight in for that.
Straight in?
Yeah. There's absolutely no hesitation.
Cool.
Because that's where all the good stuff lives.
You put it open. And inside, there's two cans of beer, which you've seen your dad drink before. And on the bottom shelf, some stacks of fucking chocolate.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
I'm talking gold bar shit.
Jackpot.
Yeah. It's stacked in the like the 3-2-1 like 9-bar set. It's like that. And how do you react to this?
I do a little dance. Do a little chocolate dance.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, buddy. I'm like, fuck these fuckers. Do a little chocolate dance and Rich in the fridge. No, it's well sucked.
Words is gone.
I reckon you're instantly side chewing.
Gotta get this guy down.
I'm gonna grab two of those boys out of the fridge. Yeah. I do not understand this pyramid business. I'm just saying. Yeah, he's not going to notice two of these.
Yeah, as far as you're concerned, this is the most convincing sham that anyone's ever pulled off. Yeah.
Grab two of these boys, shut the fridge, still doing my little chocolate dance.
Yeah.
I reckon I'm going to smell them. Mm-hmm. But I reckon I'm going to save them so I can eat them in my sister's face. It's like, fuck you.
Okay. Cool. I'll let you take a Krampus point. And let's take a little break.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining us for the start of Season 3. If you're enjoying the show so far and haven't heard Season 1 or 2 yet, then check it out on iTunes, Spotify, or UrsaDice.com. We've also just started a weekly Dungeons & Dragons vodcast called Shard D&D, so look out for that on YouTube and UrsaDice.com. The music you heard in this episode was by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com.
Wanting me
call him me
all the time. If we can get Peach references into
everything we're trying,
it wasn't in season one.
It wasn't.
Get Peach references into everything. Love the season. That would just be the owner. I scream. Maybe we can get indoors.
Do we have a Peach's beer?
Yeah,
the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
I don't.
It was right there.
Just happened.
Yeah.